I'm Barbara Klein. The 17-year-old shot during an attack on Colorado's Arapahoe High School 8 days ago has died. Colorado Public Radio's Megan Verley reports Claire Davis had been in a coma since the shooting.
Littleton Adventist Hospital, where the girl was being treated, announced her passing in a statement on its Facebook page. It read, "Despite the best efforts of our physicians and nursing staff and Claire's fighting spirit, her injuries were too severe, and the most advanced medical treatments could not prevent this tragic loss of life." Davis was shot in the head at close range by a fellow classmate on December 13th. She was apparently an innocent bystander to the attack. Senior Carl Pearson was targeting the school's debate coach. He took his own life minutes later. For NPR News, I'm Megan Verlee in Denver.
The White House is warning South Sudan's leaders U.S. support is at risk if they don't resolve their differences through dialogue, as a battle between the country's president and vice president threatens to trigger a civil war. 4 U.S. military personnel were injured in the violence today during a mission to evacuate Americans. The Obama administration is calling on South Sudanese leaders to help protect U.S. citizens. But as NPR's Gregory Warner tells us, that may not be possible.
This area where this incident took place is not under government control. It's under control of a militia force that's broken off from the army that has sort of pledged allegiance to the deposed vice president of the country who's now in hiding. So there's no communication from the forces in control of this town, and certainly the government has said this was not us. I mean, these are the people they're fighting.
NPR's Gregory Warner. Ceremonies today marking 25 years since a bomb exploded on Pan Am Flight 103 over Lockerbie, Scotland. 270 people were killed, many of them Americans. NPR's Andrew Parsons reports hundreds attended commemorations today at Arlington National Cemetery.
Rachel Jeffries, Kathleen Mary German.
Family members of victims read the names of the 270 dead as a solitary bell rang for each. Attorney General Eric Holder spoke of the legacy of the bombing, which he said includes law enforcement's responsibility.
To see that justice is done and to ensure that those who commit acts of terror are held accountable to the fullest extent of the law.
One person was convicted of the bombing, a former Libyan intelligence chief who died of cancer last year. Additional ceremonies took place in the UK and Syracuse University, which lost 35 students. Andrew Parsons, NPR News.
National Intelligence Director James Clapper has declassified more NSA documents. They include Obama and Bush administration court filings asking a federal judge to continue to keep details about the surveillance program secret. This is NPR. Egypt's ousted Islamist President Mohamed Morsi is facing a third criminal trial. Egyptian prosecutors said today he's charged with organizing prison breaks during the 2011 uprising against then-President Hosni Mubarak, spreading chaos and collaborating with foreign militants. Morsi's also already on trial for allegedly calling for opposition activists to be killed during his tenure as Egypt's president. The Roman Catholic Church and the Church of England have declared that they will battle each other. As Fiona Zublin reports, this time they'll face off on the cricket pitch.
The Vatican Cricket Club was formed last October to allow Catholic seminarians and priests in Rome to play each other. But they had no real adversaries, so the Vatican team, known as the Vatican 11, called on the Anglican Church to create an opposing team. The Archbishop of Canterbury accepted the challenge, and the two sides plan to play each other at Lord's in London this September, which will allow the Anglicans time to assemble a team. The Church of England split from the Roman Catholic Church in 1534 during the reign of King Henry VIII. There is also a soccer tournament played by Rome's religious elite, known as the Clericus Cup, which was part of the inspiration for the Vatican's cricket team. The players will wear the seal of the papacy, two cross keys, on their jackets. For NPR News, I'm Fiona Zublin.
Harry Potter could be coming to a stage near you. Author J.K. Rowling says she's co-producing a new play about the wizard's untold early years as an orphan and outcast. Rowling says she's not writing the script. The project is at the initial stage. It moves into development next year. Rowling's co-producers say the new play will offer unique insight into the heart and mind of Harry Potter. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from